Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
So Campbell Graham working it upfield.
That's going to be an emotional day on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Leichhardt Oval, 4 o'clock. West jerseys.
Oh. And we see a lot of Western Suburbs jerseys in the crowd. You know, it's obviously a Balmain home ground, but wouldn't you love to see the old Victor jerseys and the IPEC jerseys? And here's a kick here. This is a 40-20 attempt from Hawkins. It's not bad. Mozakov eventually reels it in.
Should he get that?
And he doesn't give it. He just takes the tackle. Hawkins leads the chase. Jeez, they're making some noise, those Metroville Tigers fans. They're really adding to the atmosphere here. As Hugo's now we're on play two. So only 6 minutes to go in this game. It's a 22-point margin.
I made my debut against South.
Did you?
In 91. And I got on. Because
Illawarra Steeler,
and
of course.
And that day, yeah, you'd play 21s and you'd sit on the bench and then you'd get on and we were, I think it was a pretty tight contest.
Yeah.
And they gave me a run and...
Here's Milford having a run, by the way. He's up to halfway. Gets an offload to Ozarko. Ozarko away to Turpin. Turpin to Ricky. Ricky then throws it into the head of Turpin, but it rebounds away for Lodd. Oh, back it comes to Turpin. Oh, no, he's straight past. 3 metres.
The good of the game.
Okay,
it's marginal.
Keep going with your story.
Someone's on Brisbane at the start. Anyway, go on.
And I got on, and I remember I went to marker, and Jim Sedaris jumped out from dummy half, and as I went to tackle him, he got his hand and put it straight across my face and just pushed me onto the ground. And I went, okay. And then I just ran around for the last 15 minutes. I was so off the pace, I thought, I am never, ever going to get up to this level. I am so far away from where I need to be. Oh, my God, my career's over before it even began. Mate, so this young guy, to come on in your first grade debut
And jump around like he has.
And make a difference is not an easy thing. You remember yours, MG?
Yeah, the first time I went on, got in the field, I was similar in 86. Only got on for 10 minutes against Parramatta.
Mate, they were making breaks, and I was 30 metres behind them. Thinking, how am I ever going to catch these guys?
South 40 metres out. So, did you know you were going to play first grade that day, Gertz?
No, me either.
Yeah. No. Well, that's probably a good way to do it, actually.
Well, the following year, I started in 87.
Now here's Totola. You would have been buggered though, boys, wouldn't you? If you were playing 21s or reserve grade, here's Reynolds to the right side.
Oh, after a pie and a can of cake, you're not feeling that great. Because I sat on the bench for about 9 weeks and it was just a formality and I thought, I'm never going to get on. So you'd relax.
Reynolds with a high kick coming down on the try line. Mitchell's got it. He's going to get over. Oh, he got it down. He's got a double.
Wow.
That is pure strength from Latrell Mitchell. There were 3, 4, maybe 5 Broncos contesting with him. They all had a piece of him, but he turned his body around, slammed it down, and on what has been what feels like a relatively quiet night, he's got a try assist and now 2 tries, Latrell Mitchell, 32-6.
Yeah, and throwing 130 metres to boot, and he's been fantastic tonight, Latrell Mitchell. He's been fantastic while being subdued as well. They've watched him like a hawk. Every time he gets the ball, there's 3 or 4 Broncos on him. But that was just want then. He wanted to score more than the 4 Broncos players who were trying to tackle him, wanted to save him. And that encapsulates a bit of a story of 2021. When you want something bad, you've got to go and get it. Latrell Mitchell then wanted to score his second try of the night, and he did. Well done, Latrell.
So Latrell Mitchell gets his 5th try of the season. And
look, there's 5 Broncos around him. And they couldn't keep him up. They couldn't stop him.
Yeah, he's happy. Gee, it's a good sight when Latrell Mitchell's happy. And it's a good sign he's doing interviews now. He was on the Matty John show a couple of weeks ago. He's in a good place there. He's doing a lot of news interviews and... They've unlocked the key to add it to Latrell Mitchell. Here's Reynolds.
I think Wayne Bennett has, yeah.
Yeah, 98% on the Tyre Power kick predictor. And he kicks it. Don't forget, Tyre Power's huge store-wide sale. Their super sale is on now. Get the power of Australia's biggest independent. 34-6, Emma Lawrence.
I mean, now that tonight is over, we can have one eye on next week, and it's going to be very interesting. Souths up against the West Tigers. That is a reunion. Benji Marshall up against the club that let him go. Yeah. He's been very open in saying that he has no feelings for the Tigers anymore. He said that on NRL 360, and I think he's still a little bit bitter. So what a build-up it will be.
Yeah, the poor bugger keeps copping them on a Sunday calling with us. And you're right, there's no pain
Tom
when they get boots. Yeah, Burgess steamrolling upfield. Geez, he had a really slow start to the season, Burgess, but he's warming into it now. He's closing in on 200 metres. 34-6 to South. And Kevin Walters, the camera focuses in on him. And well, what do you do? Now here comes Mark Nichols. And he's dropped down here. There's Reynolds.
The concern, Dan, and we spoke about it
last
week.
This could be a 40-20, Gerds. No, it sits up.
The concern is that Souths have been okay tonight.
Yeah, nothing special.
You know, but certainly nowhere near the best. And they've won by 30 points, or they're winning by 30 points. It's a concern.
And they're trying, Brisbane, aren't they? But again, they just go off the boil. And now Coates is wrapped up. Do they get enough out of their back players, Gerds?
Oh, I'm not sure if they get enough out of their back five, to be honest, like coming out of their own end.
Yeah.
And they've got some big guys there that can run the football. So, I mean, they need to think about that. They need to find ways, as we see Lodge go through, to get some variation through the middle. If it's not a Payne Haas run, they generate no momentum through the middle. Well, so they need to come up with variations to their game so that they isolate defenders, they push forward with the ball, they get guys between defenders so then they can at least get quick play the balls, and then they can actually play some footy. But they never earn the right.
Yeah, so Coach 65 metres, David Mead 64 metres, Richie Kenner 61, Tessie New, well, he better 109, but you know Corey Oates is available. He's not injured.
Yeah, I'd be putting him straight in that back line. My goodness.
Something's happened there between he and the coach, it seems.
Of course.
Because he's been available the whole time.
He's been playing for Interest Cup, hasn't he, up there?
So halfway line, Mitchell's eyes lit up. He saw a little gap and he almost went through. Oh. Then he got the most beautiful offload to Marshall, who runs to the 20. Defence converges. He calls a runner inside like it's Pat Richards in the 05 grand final. He ended up just popping a nice pass here to Campbell Graham, who took the tackle. They're 15 out. Here it comes to Nichols. Oh, he's just going to take the tackle. So it'll come down to this last play. And it might be, it will be almost certainly their last chance here. 30 seconds left. And now Reynolds.
Six to go.
He's going to give it. Field goal. Mitchell has. Oh, he likes it. He's turned around and he's nailed it. 35-6. There's a bit of practice. I think that's the first field goal for him since Melbourne Storm Amy Park in Golden Point. I'm more, guessing there, but
more history. First time three points have been kicked in two field goals.
Oh, where's the fireworks?
Come on, Easter Show, bring it on.
35-6.
Comprehensive.
And
Brisbane, we have problems.
We have 21 seconds. And Latrell, I can't ask you, Gerz, because you've actually got to give the points. MG, who is the man of the match tonight?
Oh, I think with that last try, you've got to give it to Latrell.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's him and Gagai have been fantastic. Tom Burgess up front has been amazing. Damien Cook, while he was on, only had two runs for 32 metres. That was all in the first 10 minutes, so.
And that's it. So South Sydney get the job done. It was never really in doubt. Broncos had it at 10-6 for a little while, but really, South Sydney are in a different class. Four wins in a row. And they are just rolling on very nicely.
And the only loss they had to the Storm was over in 20 minutes, and they come back beautifully in that. So
exactly right.
Signs are looking good.
They sure are. And next week they have, let me look here, the West Tigers. We spoke about that. That's here, 5:30 at Stadium Australia on a Saturday.
And then after that, all good game. They got the Titans up at Seabus, but they're looking good at the moment. The Bunnies, they are now on 8 competition points, along with Penrith and Parramatta, the undefeated teams. But they look destined. Well, they're certainly going to play finals, and top four, well, they're a very good chance of finishing in the top four. The Bunnies with another comprehensive win. So let's see. 2 tries to Latrell Mitchell. Alex Johnston scored. Campbell Graham scored. Benji Marshall scored. So did Adam Reynolds. Reynolds was off with the boot, but that didn't matter all that much. He kicked a 2-point field goal, and Benji kicked a 1-point field goal for the Broncos. Jermaine Isaaco with all the points, a try and a goal.
How do they get better is the question. How do Brisbane get better?
Different personnel. You've got to
what do they need to do, MG?
Well, they've got a... Corey Oates is a good one. I'd have him in there somehow in the 17. I know he's not going to change everything, but it's the halves that they seem to have all the problem with at the moment. They don't know who's playing where or what's doing what, and every week there's always conjecture about who's playing 6 and 7. Well, how about you just put Milford fullback?
Well, just think about that, because Benji, I can see, is ready to go with you, Emma Lawrence.
Yeah, he certainly is. Benj, how did that feel to play 80?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, everyone was saying, can you play 80? You're like 38, 40, I don't know. But no, I feel really good. Bit tired at the end there playing hooker for the last 20, but just got to be ready to go anyway, you know?
How was it to play with Reno? I'm not sure if you know, but he actually had a poster of you in his room when he was growing up. This has been a dream for him.
Yeah, no, it was great. I mean, we trained the preseason together, and I was just doing the job filling in for Cody tonight, and to play at Reno is just such a great half and just makes my job easy. I didn't have to do anything, just listen to his calls.
What about Latrell Mitchell? I mean, he's powerful, he's skillful. Is this the best form you've seen him in?
Oh, yeah, there's more to come, though, I reckon. You know, yeah. I thought tonight, just the little things, you know, his composure on the shifts, his pass selections on the 3-on-2s, and then on the back end of the game when everyone was tired, he was taking carries that, you know, typically you don't see him take, and to me that's as where his attitude's at, and we just want Latrell to play like Latrell. We've been saying it the whole preseason, and we love the way he plays.
What about Dean Hawkins? I mean, he had a crowd of about 30 there of his family and friends. How special is it to see a young bloke not just get a chance but hold his own and make a difference?
It's the best. You know, the boys love Dino. He's such a good kid, and the presentation before the game, his parents were in there, got a bit emotional and stuff, and to see him take the game on like that, you know, it just shows there's a lot of footy in him, and really proud of him.
And just before I let you go, the boys were talking you up there, saying how well you're doing in commentary. How are you enjoying it? And who's your favourite to work with?
Well, it's hard because I have to carry Wendell a bit. but Dan's the man, you know. We've got Maroon up there who's sort of 50-50. We'll give him the benefit of the doubt, but I'm loving it. Triple M team's the best team.
Well, lucky, because it's Dan up there.
Yeah,
it's
Gertz
and MG listening to you
MG's
right
the man
now.
Too.
They all are. No, you're the man, Benji.
Nah.
Thanks
I'm
for tonight.
Man.
Thanks for being part
Cheers,
of the team.
Man.
Thanks.
He's going well, Benji. Thank you, Em. Well done. Nice, very nice interview. And more importantly, he's going well on the field, Benji. Look at these great scenes. Oh, Dean Hawkins being mobbed by his Matchable Tigers mates. This is good stuff.
I've got goosebumps. I feel so happy for him. The young guy the other week, Jackson Tapine from the Doggies. We've seen about 5 or 6 kids made their debut this year, and it's fantastic to see.
And I reckon we'll probably see those images of, he talked about Benji, the presentation. Normally they film that stuff now.
Yeah, yeah.
So hopefully we'll see that. Do you see, you know what they're drinking down there? Jeez, they've got class, the Matchable Tigers. They're drinking Canadian Club.
Good boys.
They're drinking Canadian Club.
It's big over
here. Here we go.
It's big in South Sydney.
Hey?
It's big in South Sydney, CC and dry.
Well, this bloke's going to have one. I'm tipping Dean Hawkins with you, Emma Lawrence.
Yes, I've got the debutant with me, Dean Hawkins. Dean, congratulations. You've got about, 30 friends over there. Could you hear them the whole time?
As soon as I got on the field, I heard him straight away. They're the best mates in the world, mate. I can't believe it.
Are they all, is it Matraville Tigers? Are they all your schoolmates or footy mates?
Nah, footy mates and schoolmates. I'm a Maddo boy. So they all grew up with me, so it's just a pleasure for them to be here as well. It's awesome.
Can you describe the feeling? What was it like out there?
I'm actually speechless. I grew up putting this jersey on when I was 13, and it's a dream come true. So it's awesome, awesome feeling.
What was it like to play out there with some, you know, Latrell Mitchell, Benji Marshall, legends of our game?
I know. Especially Renault as well. Like, I've looked up to him all my life. So to be able to put on the jersey with him and play alongside him, it's a dream come true, as I said.
Was he your hero growing up, Reynolds?
Yeah, he was one of them. So to train with him week in, week out, it's a pleasure.
He's a bit of a pest, though, in the team, isn't he, as well?
Yeah, he is. But that's why we love him, so.
And tell me about, Benji said there was a special jersey presentation with your family. Tell me about that. Did you get emotional?
Yeah, I invited my parents in. I had to do a little speech. Teared up a bit, but that's what it's all about, so.
Well, congratulations. We can't wait to watch more of you, Dean.
Thank you so much. Cheers.
Good for you, Dean Hawkins. Well done, young man. Well done.
Welcome to Dreamtime.
22 years old.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin.
All right, we'll take a break. We're nearly done.
Where were you just then? Where were you? You were there.
Was that a little chicken there, too?
Yeah, the whole thing going on. Oh, it's a shame no one else saw that.
Triple M, Rocky good Thursday night footy.
The Triple M NRL play of the day.
45 out, last tackle, Reynolds. Oh, 2-point field goal attempt. This could be history. Since Dave Bolton in 1969 has kicked a 2-point field goal.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks footy.
So another blowout, 35-6 to South Sydney, and a very dominant display. Two-thirds of the game was spent in South Sydney's attacking half. That stat really held up all night on the Choice Hotel stats. Ryan Girdler, Mark Geyer with Dan Ganona wrapping things up. Good job by Emma Lawrence. Excellent interviews down there. Dean Hawkins is the feel-good story of the night.
Awesome.
But again, more worries for the Broncos, Dan. There's no light at the end of this tunnel.
Where do you start? Where do you start out of a performance like that that... You know, you got Payne Haas, who did some really good things tonight, but in relation to the fundamentals, their kicking game, their decision-making, their defence at certain times during that contest were just awful. I mean, there's a lot of hard work to be done up in Brisbane. A lot of changes need to be made.
I got a question.
That organisation.
Is paying Adam Reynolds, I don't know, $800 a year for 3 years, is that going to help them?
No.
With the problems
they
have...
You've got to put people around Adam.
Yeah,
you'd need to buy another three players worth $800,000. You just can't simply do that. It's more than that. You've got to say to the Broncos at the moment, okay, we've got to find what these other clubs like the Dragons and the Titans, what they've done and how they've recruited and how they're trying to climb up the ladder.
It's not about who's there; it's about their attitude.
Of course,
they've got talent, mate. Look at some of these players. I mean, you've got guys here that other clubs would love to have.
Yeah.
It's an attitude thing for Brisbane.
Yeah.
And they're a little fish in a big bowl. They need to change their attitude. They need to start, buying into the process and enjoying those areas of the game. It's not just about enjoying those nice moments and scoring tries and whatever it is, the big plays. It's about actually enjoying getting in the grind and enjoying the battle and having a team that's resilient and defending five or six sets on your own line and at the end of it giving each other high fives. It's about doing all those dirty things and enjoying that part of the game and building off the back of that.
All right, well, there's not much more to say. Well done to the Bunnies. They were pretty much as advertised. All of the back five made over 100 metres. Tom Burgess made 200. Tom Burgess, 216 metres.
That's the first time I've seen a forward run for that amount of metres this year.
Yeah.
That's Town Lolo-like.
Yeah.
206 metres.
Mark Nichols, 120 metres. They just know their roles, don't they, these Bunnies?
Yep.
Benji, I mean, you wouldn't have known Cody Walker wasn't there, so... But the I'm loving a moment, we all agree, was Dean Hawker.
Dean Hawker. I'm loving Maccas.
The Maccas, well.
Love you, Hawker.
I'm going straight on the way home.
$2 McFlurry.
On the M4, I'm getting four of them. I'm getting four cheeseburgers. And I'm getting four McFlurries. I'm going to go, get in my belly, baby.
Get in my belly.
You're not going to sleep.
I'm up at four.
So. All right. I'll see you, MG. Nice work with the MG. We don't do it often these days.
Love it. Thank you.
I will see you, Gerds, next Thursday.
See you then.
Will I?
I don't know.
I can't keep up with who's on where.
See you, G.
I don't know.
See you, Dan. Bye, everyone.
Brisbane, Penrith.
That's our game next Thursday. Tigers and North Queensland on Sunday, but plenty of footy here on Triple M over the weekend. Here are the highlights for Qualify Me.
Triple M NRL game highlights for Qualify Me.
Chopping kick to the left wing. Johnston takes it five out. Then he throws a miraculous pass to Gagai. Then a brilliant pass to Marshall. What a try. Oh, you can't defend that. Marshall to Mitchell. Cut out ball to Johnston. That's just glorious. Latrell Mitchell. He is in the form of his life. Comes left on Lodge away to Milford, now to Isako. Isako's through, and Isako's over. And Brisbane hit back.
Nice.
Little bit of resilience from the Broncos. Is Gagai in and away. Oh. Gets rid of Ricky, gets rid of another. Gets it on to Reynolds. Goodbye. And Reynolds scores again, 2 weeks in a row. And again, kicks it into the crowd.
Last tackle, Reynolds.
Oh, 2-point field goal attempt. This could be history. Since Dave Bolton in 1969 has kicked a 2-point field goal.
What a way to finish a half.
They're in front of the post house, running to the northern end. Here's Cook throwing left to Reynolds, running diagonally, linking up with Mitchell. Mitchell goes for it. Oh, his ankle tap, and he reaches out and scores. But it comes to Marshall, short pass to Graham. Oh, my goodness. He just strolled over. He just went through. That's pitiful defence from Brisbane. Reynolds with a high kick coming down on the try line. Mitchell's got it. He's going to get over. Oh, he got it down. He's got a double.
Wow. That is pure strength from Latrell Mitchell. There were three, four, maybe five Broncos contesting with him. 30 seconds left. And now Reynolds.
Six to go.
He's going to give it field goal. Mitchell has... Well, he likes it. He's turned around and he's nailed it. 35 to 6.
Triple M NRL. Game highlights for Qualify Me. Fast track your qualification using your experience. Let Qualify Me qualify you today. Visit qualifyme.com.au.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.